School News Roll Call publication for Cypress School District. We open with an article from Ann Silab, Superintendent, as follows. Each spring, the Cypress School District recognizes the outstanding service of its teachers and staff. We like to introduce you to some of the extraordinary people serving the children of our community. Teacher of the Year honoree, Christine Conwell. Third grade teacher, Frank Vessels Elementary School. For Ms. Conwell, teaching is a second career. She pursued this dream because she loves children and recognizes that working with students is an investment in the future. Her favorite part of teaching is seeing the light come on in her students' eyes, that wonderful aha moment when you see that understanding and learning is taking place. She approaches her work with a commitment to excellence, and it shows. Congratulations to Christine Conwell, the Cypress School District Teacher of the Year. District Classified Employee of the Year, Erin Moon. Data Analyst, Instructional and Services. As our data analyst, Ms. Moon manages a variety of student data required for state and federal reporting. Her ability to query complex data sets from our student information system assists district leaders in making informed decisions aligned to educational program needs. On a personal level, Ms. Moon is a service-minded employee who demonstrates integrity in her daily work. Congratulations, the Cypress School District Classified Employee of the Year. Nominees, Tracy Kunanen, 5th grade teacher, A.E. Arnold Elementary School. Kara Patton, 5th grade teacher, Clara J. King Elementary School. Jennifer Pallone, resource specialist, Margaret Landell Elementary School. Margie Johnson, 6th grade teacher, Steve Luther Elementary School. Debbie Quayak, 6th grade teacher, Juliet Morris Elementary School. Rachel Mueller, Instructional Aid, Special Education, Steve Luther Elementary School, and Gerardo Rodriguez, Head Custodian, Frank Vessels Elementary School. That concludes the article. We at School News Roll Call urge you to read the publication in its entirety to learn what is happening on your campus and across the school district.